Hello, everyone. Welcome to this special edition of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. I think I overuse that word, don't I? Special? Aren't they all special? Insomnia Radio. Late last year, I recorded Insomnia Radio San Francisco number 28, and it was a psychedelic celebration. Well, for Insomnia Radio San Francisco number 36, welcome to part two.
Feeling we can is, it comes and goes and be like the air we're From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Seen on my show all the way back, way back, two episodes ago. That was Zachary Quinn with Final Breath, and he's the kid who moved out here from New Orleans a couple of months ago, and just is such a wonderful songwriter. I mean, 18 years old, my God, he's fantastic. Now, I think he actually has moved back to New Orleans. He sent me a message. It was a little bit unclear, but I think he moved back to New Orleans. Tried to give it a go in San Francisco for just a little bit, but is very much hoping to get back out here. So we wish him well in his efforts there. You can check him out at myspace.com/ZacharyQuinnMusic. Now remember, that's Zachary with an E toward the end. Z-A-C-H-E-R-Y. Quinn is Q-U-I-N-N music. And leading off the show, longtime listeners will recognize Joel Streeter. That was his song Permanent Release from his awesome album called Hear Me Out that was out in, I think, it was out in 2005. I'm not positive. I don't have it in front of me. It's over on my newly organized stack of CDs on the shelf. But check him out, joelstreeter.com. And crazily enough, just a few days ago after work, Joel and I met up at a local pub in San Francisco to have some beers and talk music and so forth. And he is every bit the gentleman and the nice down-to-earth guy that I anticipated him to be, even only after having spoken with him once on the phone last summer. So, Joel, this is for you, man. Psychedelic Celebration Part 2. Again, this is, the music is obviously from our current era, but maybe the songwriters are influenced by some of the Britpop from the 60s. They have that certain je ne sais quoi that, that to me anyways could term them as modern psychedelics. So I'm happy to bring you here, I think, 7 tracks. And the next one up is from a New York City artist who goes by the name of Dead Heart Bloom. This is his track, New York City Heat.
Now that we got that city smut all coursing through our bones, and now that we got that summer sweat all pressing in like stones, now that there's a heat wave on, now that there's a heat wave on, there ain't nothing in this wide-eyed world to bring me down. Oh, until you come around. Why give up my woe with me if it's easier to be sad? And why forgive my home and kin if it's easier to be mad? My empire fucked up grand. My empire fucked up grand. You got me searching in a stranger's land for something new. The city's gonna let me down like it must do. She used up my time.
You're listening to the best music from the Bay and beyond.
Insomnia Radio, San Francisco.
With Scott Tinetti. Scott Tinetti.
Remember the one-man band from Petaluma, California? That was Ricky Lee Robinson. He has a website over at rickrobinson.org. He plays guitar and drums all together at the same time. He's got these little foot pedal things, and I would love to see him live one time just to kind of see how it all pans out. He does do some overdubs in the recording. I think I mistakenly said that he does everything completely live while recording, but, you know. Anyways, that was Psychic Woman. Ricky Lee Robinson, again, rickrobinson.org, real fun stuff. And then from nearby Petaluma, sort of, a little bit further north on Highway 101, from Sonoma, California, you heard the Valpapadins with their track Shoot the Piano Player. And they have a website at thevalpapadins.com. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I don't know if I am, but maybe I'll hear from one of the band's representatives if I'm not. Really good stuff. They submitted their music to me a while ago, and I've just been kind of looking for the perfect playlist to put this song in, and I think I found it. Now, on their website, they've got a few shows scheduled. They've got March 22nd at the Rocket Room in San Francisco. On April 13th, they're going to be at the House of Shields in San Francisco, which is, coincidentally, the after-work pub that Joel Streeter and I shared a few beers over, or together, with, at, in. My prepositions are sucking today, and I'm a grammar policeman, what do you know? And then June 8th at the Red Victorian Hotel in San Francisco, so do check them out. They've got some interesting information on their website if you go check them out, and including the origin of the name. Apparently Valpapadin, and if that's not how it's pronounced, I apologize again. heard the band practice once and offered them a rehearsal space. So they, in tribute, named their band after him. And prior to that was from New York City, Dead Heart Bloom. It's off their brand new album, Chelsea Diaries, and I believe it's a mostly acoustic album. I haven't listened to the entire thing, but it's available for free, folks. Or if you want to support Boris and Dead Heart Bloom, you can also purchase it. I'll give you some links on the show notes. And that was his song, New York City Heat. Now, it also appeared last week on Insomnia Radio Proper, episode 128, and I could give Jason a ration of shit and open up a family can of whoop-ass on him for scooping me, but I can't, because I'm the one who builds the playlist, you know, many weeks in advance. I think I've had this one since at least January, and what, it's now March, and you know, and he actually forwarded me the track as well. So, and speaking of Jason, he, episode 28, my original psychedelic celebration, to him, you know, up until a certain point, I think for that, or at least as far as my show goes, that was his favorite episode. He just loved all the music on the show. And subsequently, after I had released it, he said, "Oh, I know you didn't realize this, but here's a track that would fit perfect on the next, or on another psychedelic celebration." So, Jason, this one's for you as well, because, you know, you sort of gave me the idea. So anyhow, I'm going to stop my blathering. Only really two spoken segments today. I'm going to close out the show with two more tracks. One is from one of my perennial favorites, John Vanderslice, and the track is off his Pixel Revolt album. I've played, I think, two or three tracks, maybe two, from this album in previous episodes. And so this would be the third. I don't know when he's coming out with a new album, but I can't wait based on, you know, how good this Pixel Revolt last one was. And it's called CRC 7173 Affectionately. That's the title. So it actually kind of sounds like a title that Granddaddy would have about some kind of robot named CRC 7173. Anyhow, so coming up, and to close out the show, John Vanderslice with that track that I'm not going to name again. And really closing out the show is a band called Needle with a song named Make Love. It's off their newest album called Songs Your Mother Never Sang You, or Sung You. Sang. Again, Grammar Policeman, I'm just, yeah. I'm turning in my badge. All right, guys, I hope I haven't bored you to tears. Hope you've really liked the music. Check out my website at sf.insomniaradio.net. As always, you can contact me at scott@insomniaradio.net. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for subscribing. And as always, I hope to bring you one quality podcast week after week. And, you know, luckily I've been able to do it several weeks in a row, so cut. Okay. God, I wish I had a director behind the screen just telling me, you know, giving me the slash throat symbol. Shut up! Okay? Anyhow, John Vanderslice, followed by Needle. I hope you have a great week, and I hope to hear from each and every one of you. Bye.
You've been listening to IR San Francisco with Scott Tinetti, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to learn more about the bands you heard on this episode, visit sf.insomniaradio.net. Or to subscribe, feeds.feedburner.com/IRSF, or look for us in iTunes.